Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 30th of August 2022. The Bible reading today is Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Today's article, titled Leave the Light On, was written by Katara Payton. A hotel chain's commercial featured one little building standing amidst a dark night. Nothing else was around. The only light in the scene came from a small lamp near the door on the porch of the building. The bulb cast enough illumination for a visitor to walk up the stairs and enter the building. The commercial ended with the phrase, "We'll leave the light on for you." A porch light is akin to a welcome sign, reminding weary travellers that there's a comfortable place still open where they can stop and rest. The light invites those passing by to come on in and escape from the dark, weary journey. Jesus says the lives of those who believe in him should resemble that of a welcoming light. He told his followers, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden." As believers, we're to illuminate a dark world. As he directs and empowers us, others may see our good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. And as we leave our lights on, they will feel welcome to come to us to learn more about the one true light of the world, Jesus. In a weary and dark world, his light always remains on. Have you left your light on? As Jesus shines through you today, others may see and begin radiating his light too. Let's pray. Jesus, help me to shine brightly so that others may be drawn to you. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.